From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Happy Tuesday, everybody. AwesomelyLovey.com, Tom, has become one of the most popular destinations for social and pop culture analysis. That's because its editor has a unique yet witty take on topics we are all probably scratching our heads about. Now, this same author has cultivated a collection of her observations in a new book, I'm Judging You. I'm going inside her story with Lovey Ajayi, author of I'm Judging You, The Do Better Guide. Good morning, Lovey.
Good morning, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Now, in this book, you write about so many things, and followers of your website are so excited to have this book on the market, and it comes out today, correct?
Yes, it's in stores today.
Okay, fantastic. So let me ask you about one thing that I know I'm scratching my head about, and that's Donald Trump. You write in your book about dumbed down news. How much do you think the media is to blame for the success of a candidate like Donald Trump? Should we be doing better when it comes to covering him?
The media has created a monster it can no longer control. Like, so you know how when people create robots that they can't turn off anymore? That's Donald Trump.
That's so true. I mean, what did you make? You comment so quickly and so beautifully on so many topics. What did you make of Hillary Clinton and how her campaign handled her fainting Sunday at the 9/11 memorial?
I mean, people act like women haven't worked through overheat and pneumonia for a long time. We're not supposed to. We're supposed to take better care of ourselves. I think her team should have possibly gotten ahead of it a little bit and not had the press basically left to their own devices and coming up with all types of stories for a couple of hours. They kind of should have handled that as soon as it happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you see this op-ed piece in the New York Daily News this morning? It says, her first instinct is to lie.
I think it's because she's so paranoid about being overanalyzed, which people do anyway, that she doesn't get ahead of it. And it's always more of a reaction as opposed to being proactive about it. But yeah.
I agree with that because when I heard about it and heard their first reaction talking to her about her being overheated, just say she had pneumonia. Just say she had pneumonia. Everybody,
I think
so many
the fear was
had
to
that.
Paint her as weak because they already tried to paint her as too old. And can a woman really handle the pressure? So on that, she's probably reacting because people already do too much when they talk about Hillary. And there's a bunch of sexism in that.
You write about so many.
She went to work with pneumonia. She got my vote. She went to work. I mean,
she. I don't know how you don't go to work on 9/11.
That's because women are superheroes. Okay,
she got a cape coming. You're right.
Well, Lovey, in this book, like, as I said, you write about so many topics. How do you decide on a day-to-day basis what to write about? Because you write about, I was on your website, you write about the MTV Awards, you write about love and relationships, you write about the beauty industry and women's pressure to look a certain way. How do you decide what to write about?
I write about what's buzzing, what's interesting to me. So what's happening in the world that I actually care about analyzing and talking about, that's what I write about. Sometimes my audience will say, hey, we want you to write about this thing. And if enough of them say it, I'll write about that too.
Have you seen the latest on this fourth grade teacher from Atlanta who's become an Instagram fave?
I saw that.
I did.
Okay.
So what's your are you still marinating on that or have you come to a conclusion? Do you think she's dressing too provocatively?
I have to be honest. If I had that body, I might dress like that all the time to the church. I'd be wearing that to church. I'd be wearing that to life.
Thank you for keeping it real.
Well, the guys on the show really appreciate that.
Oh, no, I'm going to keep it all the way. If I had that body, I would be ridiculous, okay?
That's
I wouldn't even be a nice person. So I can't even blame her.
I wouldn't even be
You'd be
nice
on Skype right now.
If I had that body.
let me ask you about, Fashion Week is underway right now here in New York City. No, everybody loves Lovey. No, Fashion Week is underway right now in New York City, and it kicked off with a fashion show from Kanye, getting a lot of criticism. What are your thoughts on Kanye? I feel like people give him a hard time.
Kanye and his post-apocalyptic jumpsuits that he be designing, I don't understand his collection. Kanye is what happens when you tell your cousin that she can sing and she really can't and she can't church solo. That's Kanye, like, as a designer. The dude, somebody just gotta be like, Kanye, this is not your ministry. But he got money, so he gonna do what he's gonna do. But them outfits, I don't understand them.
I'm with you on that one. I am definitely with you on that one.
And what about Colin Kaepernick? What are your thoughts on that and taking the knee and all the controversy regarding that and people who are disagreeing with him especially?
First of all the people who are disagreeing with him were nowhere to be found when black people were being shot in these streets. So they can shut up now. I think Colin is doing something that's incredibly brave. And it usually only takes one person to do something that's difficult to inspire other people to do the same. So I'm proud of him for using his platform and the power and privilege that he has currently to bring light to it, because it's spreading now. More people are taking the knee during the anthem.
Yeah, more athletes, yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing. You write about your love for FLOTUS and POTUS on awesomelylovey.com. But did you hear or have you noticed on social media, I know you have, all the fuss that's being made over the First Lady's figure in the photographs inside Ebony? And do you think it's disgraceful that people are making such a big deal that she's so shapely?
Okay, I have to admit, I saw the First Lady's picture, and I was like, I did not know. I think she's an amazing woman. She's brilliant. She's super smart. And her body is just a bonus to boot. And people kind of were paying some respect to it, which it's really comforting, because a lot of times black women's bodies are torn apart. You know, we are roasted about our bodies. The things about us that are enhanced are what people are paying for plastic surgery now. And the First Lady got that naturally. So, I mean, I have nothing but love for her. She's amazing.
I know. I agree. I can't let you get out of here without talking about the Red Pump Project, which is something that you started, which focuses on HIV/AIDS. Tell us about it.
I started the Red Pump Project 7 years ago. It's a nonprofit that raises awareness about the impact of HIV and AIDS in women and girls. And I started it with my friend Karen Watkins Lee now. Because we both realized that the epidemic was closer to us than we thought. I have a friend who has 20 cousins who've been orphaned by HIV and AIDS related complications in Malawi, and they live with her grandmother. And Karen has a friend who told her he's HIV positive. We realized that women are the ones who are always affected, even if we're not the ones infected. So Red Pump, we wear red shoes. We do workshops around the country because our goal is to decrease the stigma that's associated with women being sexual. People want us to be sluts and prudes at the same time, and we don't have space to talk about sex openly. So we just want to encourage women to be safe and teach them things about HIV, about sexual health, and the fact that they have choices with their bodies. So, yeah.
I'm a big Awesomely Lovey fan. Read your blogs and on your website. I need you to talk more about the Kool-Aid chicken at some point.
The what?
The Kool-Aid chicken wings.
Kool-Aid chicken wings.
Kool-Aid chicken wings.
You know, our cousins are very creative. So somebody decided to make chicken wings, but dip them in Kool-Aid first.
The Kool-Aid powder?
Kool-Aid blueberry, powder. Like grape and, you know, blue and, yeah.
How is that?
It looks terrible. It looked terrible. Like, they were like bright blue chicken wings, and it just looked terrible.
It looks like it's radioactive or something, but it's just like.
How did it taste?
Who I didn't have it. I feel like my dentist would be mad at me if I ate that.
All right. What's worse, Lovey? Kanye's clothes or these Kool-Aid chicken wings?
Ooh, you know the bad part is I can't even say it. I'm going to say Kanye's clothes. Because that costs a lot of money to make.
Lovey, where can we find the book?
My book is available everywhere where books are sold. It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. You can walk into any bookstore and find it. You can have an audio book. It is everywhere.
Lovey Ajayi, the book is I'm Judging You. Thank you, Lovey.